Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I don't care just what you do. If you want to have a picnic, that's up to you. Don't tell me you don't want to hear it. You see, I lost all my picnic spirit. Stay in my kitchen. Have my own picnics in the bathroom.
Hello, I'm also testing, but, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, don't bother and don't get comfortable.
What?
Don't get comfortable. I have something to tell you.
Okay.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
Oh my God, I'm stunned. Hold on. I was waiting for something. She eats floor food and has the gall to judge my poor food. I may not have my mom's meatloaf to eat for lunch like some people, but I am resourceful. And I just made that all about myself.
That was pretty good. She's like my sunshine on a cloudy day. So I hope this last minute celebration on her favorite holiday will work. She's not just my partner. She's my girlfriend. And she has a name. Her name is
Amy Nichols.
Amy, we're going on location, but I need your help. So that's why I had to tell you first. We're going to go outside and have a picnic.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah. But you have to help me. I was going to tell you on the way, but then it's so obvious as I'm carrying all this stuff. So I wanted to tell you first. And surprise, we're going to go outside and have a picnic.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yay, we'll be right back.
A few minutes later.
All right, Amy. So we have officially moved our location to outside.
I'm so excited.
I'm sorry. I wish I would have had everything set up and then you could have just walked out like I would have blindfolded you like some romantic movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I lead you outside because you're my leading lady and then we're going to sit outside and have a picnic. But no, there's a lot of people here and all of these people here are in my way.
Tons of people.
Yeah. So we're having to like dance around cameras and stuff so I can go outside and have a picnic. Like you are at my workplace, right? Am I right?
I had to hide in the closet because there were so many cameras.
So.
No, this is great. I am still so excited about this.
Okay, well, I'm going to start setting up. If you just want to talk or if you don't want to talk or if you want to watch or if you want to narrate what's going on in life, I don't care.
Okay, well, we're outside by the Big Al Canal. Lacey is laying out a blanket. Actually, it's a black sheet. And it's in a grassy, shaded area. And you can hear the birds chirping. And I'm with someone who's not going to complain about their knees hurting. We're taking our shoes off.
Who's complaining about their knees hurting?
My husband, Josh, always complains. He says that he likes picnicking, but I know he doesn't because he always complains that his knees hurt or his legs hurt whenever we're outside on the blanket. But I should probably just bring him a chair next time.
So you did ask me a really important question while we were getting set up. Was this planned?
Yeah. I mean, there's a basket and everything. Oh, no, wait. Let me go through the basket.
So
I just took a second look.
Today is National Picnic Day. Is it? What is it? Picnic Day? Enjoy a picnic? Go outside and eat a picnic?
Yeah, it's National Picnic Day.
To answer your question, had this have been planned, the picnic master would be here, Yogi Bear. But I left him at home in bed. But it's National Picnic Day. You wanted to go outside and have a picnic. We're going to have bad storms later.
I know.
So I decided to bring a picnic to you.
This is so great.
To work.
My goodness.
So no, it wasn't necessarily planned. But we have some Fresca or something.
It's not
Justin
labeled.
Said it's
good. Oh, okay.
This is not a squeeze juice cleanse. Yeah, you will not poop later.
Great.
Well, you might. I don't know. It's natural.
Hey, don't tell me I can't poop.
But we have some little juices. We have, my mom's been feeding me. We have some of Mama's potato salad.
That is so great.
And we have an orange.
These are all so wonderful. Thank you. This is so thoughtful.
And some napkins. So I couldn't stand the idea of my girl
not having a picnic
on National Picnic Day. So we're having a picnic live on location. There's nobody else here. It's just us. I'm so glad. We've had so many camera crews walking around. And I'm trying to find like a nice picnic spot.
And that's so stressful.
Well, and they're acting like I'm in the way. And I'm like, no, you are in the way. Get out of my way. So anyway, now we're outside on this lovely day before it starts storming for the next couple of days.
Yay!
To do our podcast.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thanks to my mom. Do you like potato salad?
I love potato salad.
We're going to have some potato salad. Will you please describe what you had for lunch just moments ago?
You were totally judging me. I have not been to the store this week, and all I had was a half a bag of croutons left over from a salad from the previous week. And I had some leftover mozzarella that was not even purchased by me. It was purchased by the Boy Scouts of America on one of their camping trips from like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. I'm like, why are the Boy Scouts donating you food? You're supposed to be buying like firewood and stuff from them.
My son volunteered, I think, to buy the supplies for the camping trip. And there's just a bunch of leftover things. So we just brought it home. Anyway, so I sprinkled that on top of my croutons and a bunch of bacon bits. And I just called it loaded croutons.
And I made fun of you. I did. I called it poor people food. Which, I mean, I just knew that really it meant you hadn't gone to the store.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to say poor people food because, said, I'm eating my mom's food. So it's fine. I had Easter Sunday at my parents' house and my mom sent me home with a lot of leftovers. Not only that, but my brother was supposed to come and he didn't because he's a bad person. So my mom had his favorite food, like chicken and dumplings, had a big old tub of it. So she texted him and was like, I'm sending Lacey home with the chicken and dumplings. And I'm like, you damn right, you should have come. So that's what's for dinner tonight. I'm really excited.
I love going to the parents' house.
Yeah.
I really do. They always hook you up.
I've been eating my mom's food for days now, and it's great.
Well, I can't wait to try this potato salad.
My mom's potato salad is legendary. Very mustardy.
Mm-hmm. Way to go.
But really good. We also have an orange. So don't get fooled. Justin did ask.
Did he donate it?
No. But he said, well, you're not too full from your croutons, are you? So I thought that was pretty funny.
It was.
So happy National Picnic Day
to
you.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
To my my special girl, my girlfriend.
Which, you introduced me as your girlfriend, as like some stranger, celebrity stranger. And it was just weird. Like, why was that necessary?
I don't know. Maybe I was feeling protective because it was, who's the wrestler guy?
Batista, Dave Batista.
Okay, it was Dave Batista. And who's the other guy? The guy from Big Sick.
Kamal?
The main character from Big Sick. So they came in for an interview. They have a movie coming out in a couple months. And we sat in for the interview and took a picture with them afterwards. And then I don't know why. I guess it was because it was big wrestler dude. And I knew that you liked him. I walked up and I was like, hey, this is my girlfriend. And then we took a picture
together. It was so weird. He didn't even say anything. He said nothing back. Like, not okay or cool, way to go. Nothing.
I'm that over-explaining girl. I don't know why. Whenever my friend Vanessa and I went to the screening for Pet Sematary, which was awful. I don't know if I've said that enough, by the way. It was so bad. But we went to P.F. Chang's beforehand and we were having dinner before and our waiter walked up and asked if we were celebrating anything. And I don't know why. I should have just said no, but I was like, our love for each other is grand.
Were you waiting for like maybe a free dessert?
Maybe. Well, I do. If you go to the keg and they ask you if it's a special occasion, then yes, because you will get free dessert.
Ooh.
And then you have a life hack to get some freebies.
I do. Uh-huh. I do. Yeah, me and my husband, and we probably should get our kids to join in on it now that I'm thinking about it. But because they have their own emails now. They're so old. we sign up at the movie tavern. We say our birthday's the same month so that we get a free movie at the same time. So it's not like we're like stealing. It's just we're scheduling.
It's smart. Jeremy and I used to, we would put our birthdays down. Anytime you would get something free for your birthday or anniversary, we would put our birthdays down because we have polar opposite birthdays. But then for our anniversary, we would pick two random times throughout the year. So we would, my birthday's January, his birthday's in June. So I'd be like, oh, we have an anniversary in March. And he'd be like, and we have an anniversary in October.
That's
so
smart.
Then, yeah,
it's so smart.
That's four times a year.
I'm destroying this orange.
It's,
I mean,
okay.
It's like got giant gaps and holes.
Also, I hate to ask, but I'm going to. Are your hands clean?
Yeah.
Okay. I trust you.
I think so.
I trust you more than I trust other people. But that's a valid question.
I mean, I washed them before I made my croutons.
Okay. I've had a lot of stuff going on. Last we talked, my roof in life was collapsing. update on that.
Yeah, what the heck?
It's fixed, and now we just have more stuff to do. And now...
You ever hate you just don't take care of stuff in the moment because it doesn't matter, and then you forget about it?
Oh,
I'm sure you have that problem.
Yeah, all the time. If I don't write it down or do it immediately, I'm not going to remember.
So last year, I knew... Or I had a stinking suspicion that our AC was starting to go out or something was wrong.
No.
Because it wasn't cooling off enough.
No.
Well, it's only been warm for a couple days. And I'm like, man, why am I so hot? Yeah, the AC is messed up. I'm not quite sure what yet. Jeremy says, like, you might can recharge it or I don't know.
But it's not his problem because he's not there. Is that what he's saying?
No, he's there. He's there taking care of it, but... I was going to eat my mama's chicken and dumplings last night, and it was so hot that I couldn't.
Oh, my God. You're experiencing what I experience all the time. I feel like I'm in hell every time I'm in kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm in the kitchen.
It's just so miserable. So not really all that excited about that. We'll see what we need to do. I don't know.
I think you just have to save up and fix it.
What is saving up?
What is saving up?
Could you please explain?
You, like, not spend all of your paycheck and then put the rest towards something that you need to purchase.
Because Jeremy was like, everything costs so much money. And I was like, babe, that's why I have credit cards. That was my response. Like, don't tell me. We can do anything we want. Just got to charge it. So that's how my life is going. Also, we need to make plans for this roller derby, Amy. I talked more to Bliss. And I'm thinking that we need to choose a Saturday and go. Saturdays, whenever they do.
Okay. Is it morning, practice. Afternoon, night?
I'm not sure, but I was thinking I need to see when you and Josh are available and then see. I mean, I don't need an answer right now.
Yeah.
But I need you to look at your schedule.
I mean, we're usually pretty available. I mean, there's sometimes the kids have something, but
okay, I
we don't
have
any friends. No, I mean, we don't have any friends, so we're pretty much available.
I meant because your family's needy, not because you don't have any friends.
We do. You're right. You know, we have a big family, and they're super needy. You're so right.
And I wanted to tell you, our girl Alita. I don't know why I just stumbled on her name. It's not like I don't talk to her all the time, but Alita. Weighed in and let us know she was listening to the last podcast where I had mentioned we got invited to go out to a roller derby, which is something you wanted to do. Pause for a potato salad break. And I had asked if we should invite Cammie because it was kind of Cammie's idea, but at the same time, Cammie's idea on our podcast, we don't have to actually give her credit for it. And Cammie said, of course you should invite her out so you can beat the crap out of her for taking your best friend. So that's a good reason for us to invite Cammie to roller derby if that is what we decide to do. But I talked to Jeremy about it, and he's in too.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the first time we maybe record a podcast with both the dudes at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting. Update, I've destroyed the orange. It's in giant pieces, mutilated.
It's okay. You can eat it without hands.
On a napkin. I feel like we should document this. How Amy peels an orange.
I just took way too many photos. I took a lot of photos of oranges.
Thank
so
you.
That's really good content. That'll be up on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Look for that sometime soon.
But I'm really excited because I have been wanting to do this for a really long time. So, yes, Saturday is good for me. So let's do it.
Yay, yay, yay. So we'll plan that. A couple of things. I put it out on the socials because, believe it or not, you and I have a lot of ideas.
Yes.
Such as a talent show.
Yes.
When's it going to happen? I don't know.
It's soon.
We've talked about
it. It's really soon. I know that.
We've talked about it. We have done zero planning for it. But... we like putting out episodes, so we like to record episodes and put them out. And I was just wondering, like, sure, we have a lot of ideas, but what do people want to hear? So I wanted to read some of the responses to you.
What do the lippy hippies want to hear?
Yeah. Someone wanted to know, when you were kids, what did you think you wanted to be when you grew up?
Ooh, I think I wanted to be an art teacher.
I could see that.
Yeah. And I loved my art teacher. I thought it'd be a good schedule. And when I was in college taking courses to be an art teacher, it was whenever they laid off like 25% of all teachers in the area. And I was like supposed to graduate within the year. So I knew I wouldn't get a job. So I switched it. So that's why I'm not doing that. But even my husband, Josh, has encouraged me to go back to school and maybe even do that at some point in my life. But I wouldn't be able to do anything. He's in the pool industry, and he hates it whenever we're having fun without him during the summer. So if I'm off as a teacher, yeah. I'm just going to have to sit at home and like twiddle my thumbs because he won't let me do anything.
Or get more friends. I don't know.
No, but I'm not allowed to do anything without him. That's so not true. That's not true.
I was told once that I needed to be a fashion designer.
Yes, you love it.
Uh-huh. But the reason I was told I should be a fashion designer was because I took a striped turquoise shirt and I paired it up with turquoise shorts. And my dad's girlfriend at the moment was like, "You're really good at that. You should." Well, it was turquoise on turquoise. Like, I don't think that that makes me a genius by any means. Sure, that's not. My parents didn't buy that outfit together. Maybe I pieced it together. But I mean, it was like the exact same shade of turquoise. So I really don't think I was genius. But I thought that at one point, my great grandfather was a boxer, and whenever I was in high school,
you wanted to fight.
Yeah. Me and my friends would punch each other and like stop right in front of your face without actually hitting you. And that's, it was a skill.
That's a dangerous game.
Yeah. But I didn't hit people. And so one of my friends was like, "Man, you're really good at this. You ought to be a boxer." And I'm like, "Yeah, I ought to be a boxer. Like, it's in my blood. I'm going to be so good at this." And then I realized broken nose, and that wouldn't be pretty. And no. I really would rather be pretty. I mean, I kind of failed at both, but I'm also not good. I'm not good at boxing either, because I've taken boxing classes where you hit the bag.
You enjoy it, and you enjoy fashion. So.
And I enjoy hitting people. So, I mean, it all makes sense. But anytime I would actually get with the instructor and he would make me hit, then I would start swinging like a bitch. Like, my swings are just so wild, and I'm all over the place. And he's like, "You need to focus." So I wouldn't have been any good at that either. That was a really long explanation. We also got some random ones. Amanda Lopez did chime in and said, talk about jiu-jitsu and maybe me on the show. Anna, want to know what time is it, which is a joke.
Wait, I don't know what time it is.
You're not Cammy. And then a lot of requests for some podcast mashups. Someone wanted us to be on Fat Guy Handbook.
We need to. Mm-hmm. I think we would be a good combo.
It would be great. But Cappy is a teacher, and they get together on the weekends.
Oh, you mean my dream job?
I don't.
Just kidding.
You can take it from him. I hear stuff like that does happen.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, they get together on the weekends, so that wouldn't happen. Somebody else said Kelly and Allen, which been there, done that, failed that.
There was a successful one followed by a really bad one.
Yeah. So those were really good. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in. And our girl, Stephanie, that we met at Taylor Swift, she wanted to know about the first time we met, but I really don't remember the first time we met.
I don't either. I do remember you stealing my phone a lot and taking pictures. Oh. I would leave it unlocked and on my desk because I didn't need to be attached to my device all the time. Mm-hmm.
What were your first impressions of me?
I don't know. We weren't in the same room. I was like, I was in the reject area of the building.
Mm-hmm. And Jess announced it. That's an appropriate name for that.
So I don't think we spent a whole lot of time until our friend Kajal left. And then you needed somebody else.
I needed someone. I know. I was either engaged or getting engaged. Or maybe I'd wanted to be engaged. I don't know. But I noticed another intern sitting beside you had a ring. And I was like, "Oh, my God, you're engaged." And she's like, "No, I'm married." And then I saw yours. And I'm like, "Oh, my God, you're engaged." And you're like, "No, I'm married. And I have two kids." And I'm like, "How old are you?"
We're the same age.
But you've got some old kids.
I do.
So that's all I remember. And that's it. But I love you.
I love you too.
I should have.
This relationship has really blossomed.
Yeah. Now we're official. She's my girlfriend. So thank you, everybody, for that. Speaking of Cappy, real quick, I do have to praise Cappy. I know you don't think that this is a big deal.
It's not.
It is.
It's not a big deal. Huge. And you're making a big deal out of nothing.
It's so big.
No, I think you just don't want to listen. And that's fine.
So Cappy came in. First time we got to meet Cappy. He came into studio last Friday to record with White Cheddar for Fat Gay Handbook.
And you accused him of doing something terrible.
Yeah. I was like, what's your favorite memory on the show? Obviously, it wasn't deleting the entire catalog, and it was not him that did that. But
I thought that was great.
I got a story the whole time. Yeah. So Cappy had been to Italy, and so I was talking to him about it, and he's also posted different things about Pompeii, which whenever I went to Italy, I went to Pompeii, and I have no idea what anything ever meant, because how do you know what position these people were in? Like, it makes zero sense to me. And Cappy, the teacher, was like, it's because the ash is hard and it hardened around them.
Okay, did you go to Pompeii?
Yes.
And you saw this?
Yes.
So how did you not know the ash wasn't hard if you saw it there in front of you?
Because, I mean, it's all gone. Like,
it's gone?
The ash? I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, because
well, you were
they
there.
uncovered like brothels. They had brothels with like sex pictures and stuff on the side. That way it doesn't matter what language you speak. You can be like you're ordering from a drive-thru, I'll take a number 7. Like that position looks good. Yeah. So I guess I thought the whole time that it was gonna be like cigarette ash. Not hard ash. I didn't know ash was hard.
But it wasn't there anymore.
What?
The ashes.
Not like I was expecting. Not like I was thinking.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't been.
There's stuff there. I don't know. Maybe I didn't pay enough attention. But I didn't understand Pompeii. I didn't understand Pompeii after I left. Like, I still have questions about it up until a couple days ago. And then Cappy comes and he's like, but the ash is hard. And I was like, you're a really good teacher, sir. No, you're killing it in the teacher department.
I mean, sure. That is a fact that he told. But you could have found that out on Google.
Well, and we had a, not interpreter, we had a guide, tour guide, telling us everything. And then Jeremy and my two friends tried to explain it to me, but I'm just like, it doesn't make any sense, because I'm thinking it was soft ash, like cigarette ash. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody is underneath it and then they disintegrate, then your bones are just going to fall. You're not going to stay in place. So Cappy blew my mind. I'd love to do a podcast with him. I also asked if I could have his phone number, because I need Cappy on
he
text.
He said no, right?
Robert said he'll give it to me, but I was like,
really?
Yeah. Now if I have a question in life, I just want to text Cappy.
I think that he might find that annoying.
Somebody find me annoying. Come on, Amy. Are you serious?
I'm just saying,
you know,
like,
me for years now.
Y'all met him once.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, start quizzing him?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he gathered right off the bat that I'm needy and I'm dumb. He asked me what college I went to.
You are not dumb.
Like, he straight up said, what college did you go to?
Not everybody goes to college.
I know.
You should
some
feel
college
dumb
box.
I don't think that makes you dumb.
Community college, except for that military college I went to in Georgia. That one was on point.
This is the same thing that I talk with my daughter about. Do not talk ugly about things. She's like, I'm fat. I was like, I'm bigger than you. What are you trying to say? Am I fat too? So every person who hasn't gone to college, you're saying is dumb. That's what you're saying.
No, Cappy said I was dumb. I'm not saying.
He said that?
Pretty much.
He did not say that. You're just saying
that. He asked what college I went to. Like, where did you get your education from is what he asked me.
Well, that doesn't make him saying that you're dumb.
Oh.
It's not the same thing.
I took it as that, okay? Mm-hmm. I wish I had his number right now. I'd text him and be like, Cappy, did you mean that I am dumb? Confirm or deny.
Well, I have some food-related articles that are Easter. Of course, Easter is over, but...
Did you have a good Easter with the family?
I did. We had picnic at the park and played some kickball with the big family. So nothing really to report. Just hanging out. Lots of family time. It was windy. It's been very windy here.
I'm kind of worried about this episode because we're not wearing headphones and we're sitting outside. I really hope the wind's not picking up everything.
I hope not too.
I asked Robert like 100 times. I said, can we pull this off? Because I know I've used this little machine before and the audio was crap. And I was like, I do not want to pull a Kelly and Allen. Kelly
yeah,
and Allen just had a trash podcast.
Did you watch that video?
No, but I
oh
want to.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. She's just like dumbfounded, just staring at him like jaw to the floor. Like, are you serious? Oh, my God. It was so great.
This is going to be me if this messes up. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is a headline to the article that was just too funny. I had to share. In quotations, people are putting peeps on pizza and they should be thrown in jail. This is a new
thing. Are they eating it?
This is a new trend. Yeah, they put these, if you don't know what peeps are, they're a marshmallow treat that are covered in sugar.
The worst food.
They're like shaped as little, I don't know, birds of some kind.
That's the worst Easter food, right?
I know it's either a love or a hate. I love them. But I can only have so many.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I would put the combo of it on a pizza. But, I mean, it's, like, really, really trendy. Martha Stewart's doing it. Who's
give it
the
a
other
try.
One?
It
Bobby
doesn't sound
Flay.
Good.
A bit Bobby Flay has tried it. Anyways, it's just really weird combos. And I was wondering if you have a thing, your food combo. Mine is Dorito nachos, and I sandwich it with a little the Oreo filling in the middle. It's, like, sweet, salty kind of food combo that's so good.
See, I like the sweet and salty. I will eat just about anything, and I'm willing to try anything once. I don't know that I have a crazy combo. I've been on a, I like apples and peanut butter, but I know that's not crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's a good snack food.
I'm into sweet and salty. Some people don't like to mix fruit and meat. I love it. If there's some kind of mango salsa or pineapple or something on it, I love it. But I mean, I like chips and chocolate. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know.
Those are good.
Yeah. I don't know that I have anything that somebody's like, you do it like that?
You weirdo. But, I mean, peeps and pizza, that's just weird. And they should be thrown in jail. It's a little bit overboard.
And Martha Stewart's doing it, so it's really giving her, like, anxiety because she's all been there, done that.
And also, summer's almost here, so some people do a lot of camping, and whenever you camp, there's, of course, s'mores at the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have a struggle because the kids are doing it, and I have to juggle all their things, their graham cracker and their chocolate, and make sure that they don't swing their marshmallow that's on fire across the room and into my eye or whatever. It's not in a room. Obviously, we're outside. But there is this new thing that Stuffed Pups are making that we should all try this summer if anyone's camping. It's called... Stuffed Puffs, and they're chocolate inside the marshmallow. So it's not like the hard, solid chocolate that you usually have to, like, make some, like, cooking block underneath the fire or whatever. It just is inside the marshmallow.
So it's already made like that.
Yes. It's innovative.
So
I'm
it
so
costs
excited.
More money.
Oh. Well,
I would
maybe
think
not.
If it's convenience, then it's going to be more money.
Yeah, but maybe... I mean, doesn't people do that? Don't people do that?
Oh, hell yeah.
They spend money for convenience.
Yeah, all the time.
Not me, though. But, I mean, maybe. I think I'd have to look at the prices.
Weren't they talking today about people mowing their lawns at different times and how at all hours of the night and then all of a sudden it's 8:00. Why are you mowing your lawn right now? And you're the one who's yelling like the sun finally went down. And I'm thinking none of us mow our lawns, so we don't get it. Like you and Robert are the only ones.
We are. I mean, the sun's still out at 9:00. What time are we supposed to mow the lawn?
Not whenever I'm napping. That makes me mad too.
But I mean, nothing would make you happy.
I know. And a lot of times I look like an unemployed person whenever I'm walking outside shaking my fist like, you need to be mowing your lawn at another time.
You
and they're like,
not.
It's 1:00 in the afternoon.
I'm calling bluff. You would not do that.
No. I have a Easter-related story, which first off, I had a wonderful Easter. Spent it with, went to church, went to my family's house, and then Jeremy was working, so we went to the fire station. They cooked this nice dinner at the fire station, had family there, kids there, and we did an Easter egg hunt, and I said, do we get to participate? And they were like, yes, because they had the best kind of eggs.
Is it the Cadbury?
No, you're just messing up. Confetti eggs.
Oh!
They had confetti eggs.
Yes!
So I was wearing high heels. I was still in my church outfit, so I took off my heels, and I ran, and I competed just like those children. Now,
were you the only adult?
No, everybody. Oh, yeah. Some of them had flour in there. So you'd smash it on somebody's head and
oh
they have flour
gosh,
everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. What a mess.
It was so much fun, though. I love confetti eggs.
Yeah, we had a bunch of confetti eggs. And it's really just the kids get – they're delved out evenly and then they attack the parents. But whatever.
I love it.
All in good fun.
It was so much fun. But I might still have confetti in my hair. I don't know. I haven't showered since then. To be determined. I'll let you know what comes out whenever I make the official shower today.
Good, good.
But I saw this story that went viral. You may have seen it. About an Easter bunny helping save somebody.
No.
There was this man and woman in Orlando, Florida, Sunday night, Easter night, and they got into a fight in downtown Orlando. And I guess they accidentally bumped into each other, and somehow this started a fight. And this guy in a full-on Easter bunny costume ran up and was trying to defuse the situation. And was trying to get them to stop. And then all of a sudden, he took a turn and he realized that the guy was in the wrong and started beating up the guy.
No.
Yeah. And this video ended up going viral.
Got in trouble.
Nobody got arrested. I don't think anybody pressed any charges.
That is crazy. Yeah. And really funny to watch, I imagine.
Know. Now, I want to save somebody in my Easter bunny costume. Also.
Just so you can punch him?
Well, I mean, yeah. That would be great. But I just thought, you know, if I'm doing interviews in my Easter bunny costume.
Superhero bunny.
Also, I'm very disappointed in myself because I did not resurrect the Easter bunny costume this year.
Oh, were you waiting for something, like an event?
Well, I had a couple things going on and I had a couple things fall through, but I still could have showed up in my Easter bunny costume. I had a brunch that I went to. I had church. I don't think that would have been very appropriate.
Your mom wouldn't like that, probably.
But still, at the fire station later, I could have worn the Easter bunny costume. But then again, the kids that were there were really little, and this is an Easter bunny costume with the face out. So then, like, would that make them have questions, or would they think that I'm funny?
No,
or like,
they would have liked it. Yeah. I think the ones that are full-on head, where you don't see human face and you don't really know what's under there, I think that's the one that scares little kids. I think you would have been fine. And you can always resurrect them next year.
And thanks to a throwback that they were playing on the Kid Craddock Morning Show, every time the preacher said resurrection, all I could hear was, resurrection can be fun.
That's so great.
Okay. I want to know if you agree with this statement. People are binge watching Netflix instead of having sex.
Do I agree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could only speak from personal experience.
Oh, do tell.
I mean, that's, I'm not binging watching Netflix, so I guess that's my answer.
Ooh, so what are you doing?
Like, I don't know. I watch a show or two, but I think binge, doesn't that require you to watch like hours and hours worth? I don't have that many hours in a day to do that.
Oh, I do. So,
so what is your answer?
According to the Wall Street Journal, they say that Netflix and chill is dead. And that binge watching is the new birth control because married couples would rather watch TV and actually chill instead of bumping uglies at night. That's not a quote. I'm rephrasing. But
oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, to me, it kind of does make sense because
it is not birth control.
Well, after a long day, you finally get to go home and chill out. What is it that you're wanting to do? Are you wanting to go home and make love? Are you going to want to watch one more Game of Thrones? I mean, sure, that's not Netflixing, but for me, that's what stage I'm in my life right now. I got an hour to kill. What am I going to do? Game of Thrones it is.
Yeah, I just, I think, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I'm not saying the chilling part never happens.
I think people were watching TV before Netflix was like the number one streaming service or whatever. So Netflix isn't a new birth control. It's just people, if they don't want to sleep with their husbands, they're not going to sleep with their husbands, and they'll fill it with whatever they can.
It's the convenience of it, because sure, TV has been around for a long time, but so have commercials. So have you don't just have everything available all the time, and now you do. So now you have a lot more options. Back in the day, you'd be doing it because you're bored. Now it's like, I have so many things to do. I guess I'll do it, and then we can go watch TV. But, I mean, it really depends on your priorities.
Yes, you are so right.
I did see this funny tweet that said, married sex is like traveling. It takes planning, the conditions need to be right, and everybody has to pee before it gets started.
I do like that.
Okay, so speaking of Game of Thrones,
yes,
I'm obligated to say that I watch Game of Thrones because people who watch Game of Thrones have to talk about it because we're so much more important than people who don't watch Game of Thrones. And I just wanted to commend you. Is, I don't know if that's the right word. Is commend bad?
No, that's condemn.
Okay, I want to commend you and applaud you for knowing me so well because
you don't like it.
I do, but I got to a point where I know exactly why you were like, you will not like this. I am at the end of season 2. If you are not caught up, please
pod down for a minute.
Pod down for a minute. Don't listen to us for just a second because I hate spoilers and everybody doesn't care. So I just finished season two last night.
Okay.
And the very end of season two, a zombie-looking creature shows up, and he's riding by, and it's some white, scary, zombie-looking dude, and he's not very well done, and it looks very, very budget, and as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, that's why Amy said I wouldn't like it.
Okay, okay.
Because it's a zombie dude.
The budget gets better as the show gets, you know, more popular. They got more money, and they're called White Walkers. I don't think you know that yet. But White Walkers start to look better.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's not your genre of film.
Well, I don't like zombies, for sure. So, it's fine. I'm still completely in on it. I'm not jumping out. Jeremy and I are watching it together, so I think that makes it
y'all can
good.
Suffer together.
Yeah. And he keeps jumping ahead of me, so then it's hard for us to catch back up. But now we're completely on the same page, so we'll be able to watch it together. Why haven't you eaten one of your crappy oranges that you unpeeled?
I was surprised that you had one. I will. I'm going to right now.
You said unpeeled instead of just peeled. But as soon as I saw that last night, I was like, dang it, my girl Amy knows me. You know me for sure.
Anyone can appreciate it. Sure, it's just not your thing. I know that you'll love it if you want to.
There it is. I've been looking for it the whole time. Dead zombie soldiers, I'm assuming. May or may not be wrong. Not far enough ahead. That's how I described them last night.
Yeah.
Dead zombies of soldiers.
Yeah.
So I think it is. And I mean, don't correct me, but I think it's all these dead people that they've been killing. Then they're coming back to life. And then that's why winter is coming. Which is also annoying. Oh, and I heard I know things.
Yes.
Which is a Game of Thrones saying.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm in the club now.
You are. You're definitely in the club.
Yeah.
You're not president of the club. And you're not like a special office. Like you're not treasurer or.
Nor am I well liked in the office.
What?
I don't know.
Oh my God. What are you doing?
I'm just thinking if this was like really politics and offices, then I would
We're talking about Game of Thrones, not The Office.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't know. You, Lacey. We love you.
Do you?
Yes. I can tell you someone who doesn't like me.
Oh, I thought you said who doesn't like me.
No.
Okay.
No,
me. To you. Who doesn't like you, Amy?
My kids. My kids were so rude this weekend. I don't know if we should move on or if we're continue talking about Game of Thrones. My daughter asked me, which I thought was really rude. She asked me if I was, are you proud of your toes? And
this is karma, girl. You deserve this.
I'm telling you, I used to really think I had beautiful feet. I did. I mean, they're not so much anymore just because I don't have the time to care for them and lotion them and pedicures and all that. But they were really beautiful feet. Now, I just wear flip-flops a lot. This is why she asked me, you're like, you wear flip-flops every day. Are you just really proud of your toes? I was like, no, girl. You keep stealing my shoes and not returning them. That's why I'm wearing flip-flops.
Oh, I would have asked if you were proud of your free clothes. She's just going to dissect.
What am I wearing, Lacey? What am I wearing today?
A very nice outfit.
Thank you.
You look beautiful. But I mean, I was just saying, if she's going to go for you, there's so many other things she can say besides, are you proud of your toes?
I didn't know why she said that. And then my perfect
but
son.
But she didn't say they were ugly, though.
No,
she just said, just because you're wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, and it was funny because it reminded me of Josh's brother, David. He would wear flip-flops in winter. Like, there's snow on the ground, and he'd always wear flip-flops. And I asked him, are you in some sort of dare? Like, why are you wearing flip-flops all the time? And then it got to me. And then it came right to me. So,
also, has your toenail grown back? Your toenail fell off last year.
It did. It's normal now.
Okay.
Yeah, 100% normal.
That's good.
Thank
also,
you.
Also, I'm sorry. I want to hear what rude thing your son had to say about you, too. I'm really excited about this. But I do have to brag on us real quick because I've cut a lot of toenails in my day. It started off, I've come full circle. My mom cut my toenails for way too long. Bonnie, my best friend I've known my whole life, he's given me pedicures and paint my toenails and cut them and everything. Well, I've come around and now I do it for other people. Especially I've done it for
most of my grandmothers, people who can't get down there, you know. Yeah. So I'm chopping off their toenails and taking care of it for them. I'll do it for Heaven. I think she's getting about time that it's time for her to learn how to do it herself. But I still help her out. And I'm sure I have my mom's, but I'm not positive. But anyway, that being said, out of all these toenails that I've cut, me and you have some great toenails. Those people, they have some funky growing toenails. Like, not
you
bad
better
feet.
Watch it. You watch it, Lacey. It's going to come back on you.
I'm causing it now?
Yes. The karma. It's happening. You just told me that I needed to watch it. Now you are doing the exact same thing.
Can I finish my thought and then I'll take it back?
Sure. Okay.
Because they have like thick toenails that are growing in all kind of directions. Yeah. And then my grandma, I can't get all the way down on them. I'm like, I do not know what you want me to do. I tried my best. Sometimes I'm trying so hard, I'll kind of get her skin a little bit, and then she has to yell at me.
You have to, like, the really thick toenails, you have to, like, perforate it almost. Like, you can't clip all the way through because they're so thick, so you just, like, slight click, slight click, slight click until it's perforated, and then you can break it all the way through. It's like the dotted edge.
But even Heaven's, hers are growing in all kind of crazy directions. I say growing, not growing.
It's the inverted, where they're, like, cup, and they're, like, concave, and they're like, growing weird.
Yeah. I've never had that problem. I have some really ugly dry hands and feet, so I mean, I'm not just blessed in every department. Do not get me wrong, but at least my toenails are doing as they should.
Yeah, I mean, they used to be better. Mine. I'm not talking about yours. I'm talking about mine, but they're okay.
Okay, what did your son say bad about you?
I just have to preface this with, I'm not an alcoholic. But he asked me this weekend, he's like, where are the shot glasses? I was like, what do you mean, where are the shot glasses? He likes to drink Sprite with the shot glass. And he couldn't find any. And he's like, you used them this weekend, right? And I guess we were entertaining. People came over. So I guess he knew we were drinking. But it just made me feel really bad. He's like, obviously you use the shot glasses, Mom, because you drink all the damn time. I just thought that was so rude.
He cussed?
No.
Okay, good.
I was filling.
Did you tell him that it's not nice to judge? Or were you too drunk to respond? I've had Heaven call me out. Heaven can be a little turd about it, though. She's staying the night at my house with me and my mom while we're drinking wine. And I say something to her and she's like, I can smell wine.
Duh.
Bitch, I just took a sip.
Yeah.
Like, get out of my face then. You know that I'm drinking. And I mean, I'm not getting drunk around her. Is there anything bad? I'm an adult. I like to wine down at night with a nice, tasty beverage.
A little nightcap. What's wrong with that?
And I really didn't think you drank around your kids.
I don't usually.
But they're still judging. Kids are all
they
up in
know.
Your business.
They still know.
They can smell it on you the next day. I'm just kidding. I'm
that's
so
that's
just
so
kidding.
True.
I have something bad to say.
Is it about me?
No, 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 no. And this is really embarrassing. So I hate that I'm going to admit this. And please don't judge me any more than most of you already do, I'm sure. But one time, I had celebrated a little bit too much, and I went to my friend's house, and I didn't realize that her friend's little daughter was there. And me and this daughter are cool. We've known each other for forever. I don't know how old she is. 6, maybe? I don't know. She's cool. No big deal. I did not realize she was there, or I would not have been there. But I was playing with her. And she knew that I was intoxicated, and she came over a couple days later, and she said, is Lacey still going to be drunk? I was like, that's not the way it works. But I was so embarrassed because I would not have been that way around her. I was a little bit too tipsy. Like, I was having a good day, and then I saw her, and then I'm trying to act right, but I can't.
Kids are very forgiving, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually, so...
Yeah, and she didn't know the way it works. No, Lacey's not still drunk. Lacey just got drunk again. Just kidding,
they'll
just kidding,
it.
Just kidding.
They'll learn.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
I have one something else. On your special day.
Yes.
National Picnic Day.
Yes.
Just so happened to fall on this day. I would like for you to take a look. On what's in there.
Okay. This is your purse.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking inside. It's a picture of us. It's 2 pictures of us.
Uh-huh.
And.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Oh.
That was a koozie.
This is so great. Is this the day we met? What is this?
Would you look at the picture?
Well, no. I mean, like, is this day, the day we took this picture, the same day that we met, like, years ago? Like, what's the preface of the picture?
What is the picture? What are you and I doing in the picture?
We are standing next to the Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
And we're in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Why would I give us a picture of the Stanley Cup?
I don't know. Stanley? Is this the day you got Stanley?
You're thinking way too much about it. So Jeremy came home with those yesterday.
He came home with them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he was really jealous about the Stanley Cup. Aww. He thought it was a great photo of us.
It so is a great photo of us.
He went and got...
Aw, Jeremy, that is so sweet.
Got some pictures made. And then I said, but there's two of them. He goes, one for you and one for her. So I was thinking, first I was like, I need a picture of Amy in my house, which I do.
But maybe not this one.
No. I love this picture. But then we were also just in the Canal Side Lounge recording, and I saw all these pictures up on the fireplace mantle right there. And I was thinking,
should we just put it up?
Yeah.
There?
Let's stick one there.
Oh, my gosh.
And see how long it takes somebody to notice.
That's hysterical.
Maybe we can even, like, move it around the station.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll do that with mine. You can do with yours whatever you want. If you want it at your desk, if you want to bring it home, if you want to put it in front of your bed so I'm the first thing that you see and the last thing you see whenever you wake up and go to sleep.
That is
feel
so
free to do
funny. I love
whatever.
That.
But yeah, Jeremy came Aww. Home with those for us yesterday.
I'm sorry that he was jealous. That's sad, but
he
it's
was
really
really
thoughtful.
Jealous. And we got the rules wrong. I thought, so the Stanley Cup, I guess, what, the Dallas Stars won a game, so they're going to the playoffs or something.
Yeah.
So the Stanley Cup was coming through town. We didn't know that this wasn't pre-planned or Mm-mm. anything. They kind of called and said, hey, we got this. Can we come by? And they said yes. So as soon as Robert told me, he goes, are you excited about the Stanley Cup? And I was so confused. I'm like, why are the Blackhawks winning? Like, Jeremy hasn't said anything. No, it's coming in. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me? Jeremy should be here. But
it wasn't
pre-planned. Yeah, we didn't know. Well, the Chicago Blackhawks, Jeremy's from Chicago, they've won many times. I think it's a dynasty if you win three. Like, they won three in a row one year off, but I mean still kind of back to back
right.
to back.
Like the
Enough.
Cowboys. Yeah.
The Cowboys did that?
They did. Three Once. Years with like 1 year in between, like twice and then a break year and then
Nothing.
No, it's the third and then nothing for 15 years.
So the Cup's been around Chicago a lot, and we have friends at the fire department there, and the Cup's been by the fire department, and it's been by one of our friends' bar. A friend of ours shut down their bar to party with the Stanley Cup and invited a couple people to come and hang out with the Stanley Cup. Well, you and I thought that we couldn't touch it.
Yeah.
And we can't kiss it.
That's what I thought. Like, it brought bad luck or something. I thought, like, whatever. I don't know what the details are. Obviously, I'm wrong.
Well, then we see other people around the station posting their pictures, and they are all over
caressing
touching
it.
Yeah. Because this guy comes out with gloves, with white gloves, and yeah. he's like the official Stanley Cup guy. I mean, Jeremy's showing me pictures. He's like, is this that dude? I'm like, babe, I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention.
I have even seen people like fill it with booze, like the winners, the champions or
That's
whatever.
That's what I was
going to
say.
And like drink from the cup and stuff. So I don't.
That's the only rule.
But it's,
you cannot drink from the cup unless you win.
Okay.
But well, I know some sense. People who have drank from the cup. Yeah. Not the winners. But I know some things that happen whenever the bar shut down.
Some things?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there. I wonder what the craziest thing that happened in that cup was. I mean, not or around it, you
right,
know?
Right. Yeah.
Because if I had it, what am I going to do with the cup? I don't know.
Something crazy.
Yeah. Let's go skydiving or something. I mean, let's go down the lake. I don't know. But that's it.
Thank you, Jeremy. That's so sweet. It is a good picture of us. So, I'm sorry that I didn't put it together. I'm so confused.
Is this the first time we met? I don't know. I thought we just talked about that. We don't remember whenever we first met.
No, we have no idea.
It's been a while, and now we're just together. That's all we know. So as soon as we wrap this up, I'm going to go stick that in the Canal Side Lounge
Yay!
And see how long it takes somebody to notice. So thank you to everybody for listening to us once again. I did a lot of looking around over the holidays because everybody posted their really cute Easter photos. I forgot to take one with my family. We
I did
take one later.
I did too.
Took one later at the fire station. But I love seeing all the cute Easter pictures on Instagram. We've been following a lot of people who follow us and just had some super cute pictures out there. So really love seeing all the cute Easter family pictures on Instagram. With that being said, please don't forget to follow us on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out What Amy's Cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Now, you and I have been trying to put ourselves out there more and more.
Yes.
We've never made any kind of commitment. We've never made an announcement. we're doing what we can do.
That's it. Uh-huh. Yeah, and we do.
Uh-huh. And with that being said, I'd love it if any of you would want to provide us with content. I just nodded. Did you see it?
No. Okay. You lurched or snotted?
I snotted.
You're gross.
I didn't mean to. I've been, I don't know what my problem is. Oh my gosh, Texas is trying to kill
me. It's allergies.
Yeah. so forgive the snot, but there was anything that you would like to say or provide, we do kind of riff off stuff that y'all send us on the socials. So please be sure to chime in and do that. I think at some point we're going to do the talent show.
That's coming up.
We just need to formulate the ideas and invite other people to do it. And you lippy hippies are also invited to do it as well. But also, I think we're going to try something new coming up next. And it's Ask Amy Anything.
Oh, I got
a love letter that I want you to take a crack at.
Okay.
And tell me what you think about it. And I always call you the Kelly Raspberry of the show. So I want to put that to the test.
It's not because I'm rich. There's another reason.
But you are witty. And that's what I love about it. So if you have anything that you would like to ask Amy, feel free to hit us up. Because that would be fun.
And I'll answer it as best I can. I'm no expert, obviously.
I think you're pretty experted, so I like it. But thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcast. And we're up everywhere. There's a lot of different podcast apps that you will find us on,
including Spotify. So wherever you're listening to podcasts, you can check us out there. Please make it official with us. We want to, I want you to be our girlfriend too. Boyfriend. So.
I think we got the giggles.
So please subscribe, please subscribe, like, and comment to make us look even more official. And, send us all your questions for Ask Amy Anything. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Boo boo. Would you like to see it in my picnic basket?